Hello everyone and welcome to the Extra Dinero Podcast. This is Jack welcoming you back. Thank you for listening. So this podcast was created to help you make some extra money online, especially when it comes to retail arbitrage, selling, flipping items online via Facebook Marketplace, eBay, Let It Go, and other marketplaces. So yesterday on my way to pick up my daughter, I stopped at two Targets, which are right off the freeway. So didn't have to, it wasn't a long detour. Probably took me about 45 to 50 minutes to go to these stores. At the first stop, the first Target, I found the Google Chromecast Audio. These items retail for $35 a piece. I bought them. I got them each on clearance. I bought five of them at $10.50 plus tax. These, again, like they say, retail $35. They're selling online on eBay for about $29 a piece. I bought all five, posted them the same night, and sold two already within less than 24 hours. Two were sold. One tip for my listeners is that you always want to use a eBay fee calculator to calculate the shipping costs, the eBay fees, and the PayPal fees. It gives you an idea of how much profit you'll be making when you sell these items. These apps are free on your app stores, so no money spent there. And what I do is I list these items. For example, I saw that some of these have sold for $29.99. I put them on sale for $29.99. However, I am open to offers. And the reason I do this is because most likely you will receive an offer, which is obviously less than your asking price. But it always makes a customer feel good when they make an offer and you accept it, or even if you haggle and they feel that they got the item at a less amount that they would have paid before. It makes them feel good, you know. You won something. You got it for less than what is being sold. It's always a good feeling, and I mean, it makes me feel good when I haggle. If an item's for $30, I haggle and I get it for $25. You know, I got it $5 less than I would have if I would have not haggled. So basically, know how much you'll be making. That way you could, you know, even though you're, for example, these items I'm selling for $29.99, I know that at $26, even $25, I'll still make a nice profit. You know, and always be open to that. Don't just shut that down. Allow the customers to make an offer. Obviously, you're gonna have some low ballers. If it doesn't make sense, why will you take it? You know, you're not doing this to lose money. You're doing this to make money. And not only that, but if you have multiple quantities of an item, for instance, on these Chromecasts, I have about five. It looks good if you've sold one or two. It makes people, you know, it makes people believe that this item is going to sell out. They won't find it at this price because people are buying it. So I tend to always go for open offers. And for instance, on these two items, I sold them for $27.50 a piece. So after fees and shipping, I'll be making about $8.50 on each one of these Chromecasts. And again, I bought five, so that's a little bit more than $45. For my first stop. So keep that in mind when it comes to offers. Again, always allow customers to make you offers. Always know how much you're willing to take, how low you're willing to go, and know that so that when you do get an offer, you know immediately whether or not to take it. So that's a tip of the day, one of the tips of the day. On my second stop, I purchased these stylus for touchscreens. This item retails for $30. They're selling for $8 each stylus. They are selling on eBay or have sold on eBay. I bought 5 of them. Those haven't sold yet. It's only been 24 hours, so I'm not losing hope, obviously. However, I do have one watcher, and I do have views, and that's another tip. Don't get discouraged if your item doesn't sell in a week. Most items won't sell in a week. Might take up to 2 weeks, a month. However, track your views and track your watchers. If you have a good amount of views, you know, people are looking at it, people are thinking about it, and somebody eventually is going to pull the trigger on that. Especially if somebody is a watcher, then they're most likely to purchase this item. So keep that in mind. So don't get discouraged if you haven't sold it within 24 hours. Not everything sells within 24 hours. I would be lying to you if I would tell you that everything you put on will sell within 24 hours. Just post it, wait on it, make sure you're patient. Patient pays off, and you will sell your items if it's hot. And you do research. Again, make sure that people are buying the item. It's a good price. People don't go to eBay to pay for overpriced items. They go there to look for cheap stuff, you know, cheap stuff that they could purchase. So keep that in mind. Do your research. Keep that in mind, and post your items. You'll sell. One update too. About 2 weeks ago, on my Instagram page at the extra dinero. That's the extra underscore dinero page. I made a video about me purchasing these Minecraft backpacks. I know Minecraft is very popular with the kids. My nephew is a big fan. He plays the game a lot. So I know it's popular, and it is a hot item. So I purchased about 13 backpacks. I'm thinking this is a hot item. As soon as I put it online, it will sell. I'm thinking a week, they're all gone. Unfortunately, I was wrong. These weren't the best. A lot of them, they weren't that popular. And also because it's after back to school. The kids are back to school already, you know. They already have their backpacks. Maybe for Christmas, they'll take off. However, I posted them on Facebook Marketplace. Which, keep in mind, in Facebook Marketplace, you don't pay for fees, you know. You don't pay fees unless you want to advertise. But if you don't, you just post it, and whatever you sell, you keep the money. So that's awesome. So I posted them, and within a week, I sold 2. So that's not bad, you know. Again, I don't get discouraged. It takes time to sell these items. They don't sell immediately. So within a week, I sold 2. The post is doing really good. A lot of traction, a lot of views. A lot of messages from potential customers, so they are there. It's just a matter of time and to keep on up on it. So on those backpacks, I'll be earning, if I sell it on Facebook Marketplace, I put them for $20. I bought them for $8.50, so I'm putting them for $20. So about $10 profit on each one of these backpacks. So that's still alive. So there's things, there's money to be made out there. You just need to go look at your stores and find them. My gold mine is Target. I love going to Target. I know what to look for. I know where I'm going. I know what's hot. Other people have great luck at Marshall's, at Lowe's, at Home Depot, at Walmart. I have a friend that does Hot Topic items and the Hot Topic stores, where he knows about Funko Pops. I'm not too familiar with those, but he knows when it's a hot item. I have another a friend that does Ross. He flips a lot of shoes from Ross. So there's ways to do it. There's ways, and I'm going to try to make sure to bring those ways to you so that you can make some extra money, extra dinero. I know $100, $200, $300, $400, $500 a month that will definitely help some of you. Again, a lot of you, if you're like me, I have a family, I have kids, I go to school online, so I'm very busy. My time is limited. I can't be doing this a lot. So an hour a day on my way home to go pick up my daughter, which she's still at school, is very helpful. I post the items when she goes to sleep, and I package the items either in the morning, sometimes during my lunch or after work. There is time, and there is money to be made. So keep an open mind. If you have any questions, send me an email at thextrexdenaro at gmail.com. That's thextrexdenaro at gmail.com, or on Instagram at extra_denaro. That's extra_denaro, DINERO. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. Please keep on coming back. I will try to bring more value to you so that you can make that extra dinero. Thank you.